And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 16th of February, 2017. It was on this date, 1778, John Adams prepared to set sail to France. He was going over to convince the French government to lend its aid to the American Revolution. He was there to replace an ambassador named Silas Deane, who was suspected of trying to profit personally from trade negotiations and also of passing inside information to the British. So John Adams went. He took his 10-year-old son, John Quincy Adams, on the trip. The ship ran into bad weather. On the journey, the main mast was struck by lightning. Some men were injured. One was killed. But eventually the Adamses arrived in France, safe and sound, about 6 weeks later. It's the birthday of an Adams descendant, Henry Adams, born Boston, 1838. John Quincy was his grandfather. Henry Adams, best known to us for his autobiography, The Education of Henry Adams, written in the third person, funny and cynical. It's the birthday of the novelist and short story writer Richard Ford, born in Jackson, Mississippi, 1944, best known for his novels about the character of Frank Bascom, a former sports writer turned real estate agent. Richard Ford went to college, then law school, then decided to be a writer. He sold two novels, got good reviews, did not sell very well, decided to hang it up and become a sports writer, did that for a few years, and then started writing a novel about a sports writer, Frank Bascom, whose life is a mess. The book, The Sports Writer, came out in 1986. It was a big bestseller. Richard Ford has now spent over 30 years writing about Frank Bascom, taking him from marriage to divorce and through the death of a child and into the arms of various women. Ford, whose process begins with keeping notes on hotel stationery, little pieces of paper, types them up, puts them in ring-bound notebooks, which he keeps in the freezer just in case the house might burn down. Richard Ford said, "Fictional characters aren't people. Characters are eminently mutable, cobbled together bits of language, reflecting the thises and thats of a writer's life, memory, fantasy, fears, desires, suppressed experience, shards of speech, half-noticed newspaper squibs, overhearings, mishearings." He said, "I like the part of being a writer in which you don't feel the sides of anything. You don't see the beginning, and you don't see the end. You're just in it." Here's a poem for today by Sonia Johansson, "The Truth About Fences." They only hold in those who are willing to be held. Horses prove it all the time, unlatching gates in their idle moments. I once saw a cornered ewe leap a 6-foot buck fence because she didn't feel like going where the border collie wanted her to go. She wasn't even afraid. When they were young, I took the children to the state animal farm. Every inhabitant, begging raven, crippled otter, trained bear, had become too used to humans. The biggest draw was the cow moose. We gaped as she browsed in a swale behind the tissue paper of some hurricane fencing. The game warden explained it wasn't so much that they kept her as that she didn't mind staying. The Truth About Fences by Sonia Johansson, from Trees in Our Dooryards, published by Redbird Chapbooks and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.